Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Larissa. We're two working moms
and real-life friends
on the journey to improving our family's health.
We're digging through the facts and fads around living a cleaner, greener lifestyle
with plenty of cocktails.
Whether you've taken the plunge like Larissa
or just a little crunchy curious like Allison, this podcast's for you.
Welcome to the Crunchy Cocktail Hour.
Happy Friday, guys. This is Larissa and I'm here with Allison.
Hi, everyone.
So following on to our skincare episode, now we're going to talk all about Allison's favorite topic.
Yay!
Makeup. So we're going to talk about kind of what our current routines are, what we use, and kind of our product winners at the moment. And mm-hmm. Allison's going to tell you lots more products that she uses that I don't. So while I might win out with number of skincare things, I definitely don't in the makeup. I'm looking at the table right now and it's
a little lopsided.
A
little more than the skincare. And just a reminder, so part of the impetus for this is that we've had people ask about the products that we use, but also one of my resolutions for this year was to reevaluate my routines and see if there's any kind of swaps that I can make. So
I'm really proud of you for this.
I know.
For even like being open to it. Cause I know you were just, you're like, you find something and you're diehard about it.
But more than that, like with make, that is with skincare. Like if you listen to our skincare episode, I've been using the same products for 15 years. But with makeup, I'm all about formulation. I'm all about that color payoff. I'm all about things that last on my skin. And I'm just nervous about trying things that are out sort of my realm. So. You know, that's sort of where we started. This is step one, to take a look at what we use today and then see if there are things that we want to switch out. And if I make a switch, it's probably saying something about the product switching to.
And I will say, like, I'm not opposed to expanding mine a little bit. Like, I'm really plain Jane when it comes to makeup. And like, then if I'm going out, I'm like plain Jane with eyeshadow. So like, I'm open.
All right. Well, we'll see. Maybe you have ads. We'll see if that happens.
Maybe.
Well, as always, we're kicking off with a cocktail.
Yes.
And you'd think I'd do something a little more girly for a makeup episode, but I didn't. I'm doing a bit of a beer cocktail. So beer cocktails were probably pretty big in, like, I think 2016. It's like a newer thing you'll see at some restaurants. And it's mixing beer in with spirits to create a brand new beverage.
Like Skippy Punch?
What the heck is Skippy Punch?
Like Skippy is like bad beer and like cheap beer and vodka and lemonade.
Oh, I had this.
And you put it in like...
I had this in college.
You either put it in a bathtub or you put it in like one of those like giant... Like what are those giant... keg looking plastic things called at like a football game?
A beverage dispenser. Yeah, like the Gatorade.
Beverage dispenser.
That's what they're called.
And I call that Skippy Punch.
Okay, it's similar to that in the fact that it's beer and alcohol.
Do you like that I like to take anything fancy you make and like dumb it down?
I do.
And like
I do.
Unfancy it immediately.
It's what makes us.
It's so true.
And this is way fancier than that. Well,
if you say so.
Cheers to makeup.
Cheers.
All right. So I thought we'd kick off, like we just started saying, we have very different opinions on makeup, I think, or not opinions, but just sort of how we use makeup approaches. So why don't you kick us off? Maybe just tell us a little bit about your frequency of use of makeup and, you know, how comfortable you feel leaving the house without it. And then I have a question for you.
Okay. So, I leave the house without makeup. No problem. I don't think twice. Like, I'm not even one of those like, oh, I just put a little mascara on. Like, I just, if I'm not wearing makeup, I'm just not wearing makeup. And then like my everyday work routine type of thing is so super basic. Like cover my face with a little stuff, cover up what needs covered up and throw on some mascara and some blush and I'm out the door. And then like, I really wasn't kidding when I'm talking about like going out for a fancy something. It's just that with some eyeshadow, like that's not a lie.
No,
it's not a joke.
So what's your desert island makeup? If there was one piece of makeup that you could only, like you only had one piece of makeup you could wear for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I really think it's mascara because I think like your eyes are like that thing on your face that, you know, you're communicating with and people are looking at and I think it can like really make a difference between you looking like you've had no sleep and you looking like you're at least awake.
I have to, I actually have to admit that's my as well.
Totally.
It used to be my eyebrow pencil.
What?
I know. I used to be way more into eyebrows than I am now. But for me, it's also mascara. I just feel I look slightly more put together with just a little bit of mascara.
Can I tell you, the first time I ever got my makeup done was at my best friend's wedding. And I'd never gotten my makeup done, so I just let her do whatever she wanted. And I looked at myself and I looked crazy. You ever look at yourself in the mirror and you don't recognize yourself? And so she had put like eyeliner on the bottom of my eyes, which looked crazy to me. She'd crazy filled in my eyebrows, and it's like literally all I could see on my face, like talk about eyebrow pencil, to the point that I walked into the room after I was like in my dress and had all my makeup done and my hair done. And I walked in and my husband literally like recoiled and was like, oh, and I was like, I know it's so bad. I paid for this.
That's not what you want to hear.
So what's funny is now whenever I do get my makeup done for an event, the first thing I say, they're like, what do you like? And I was like, don't fill in my eyebrows and don't put liner underneath my eyes. It's like the thing that I think looks crazy on me.
See, I always just say I just want a naturally enhanced look. Is what I oh, like.
Maybe that's what I need to say.
Yeah, because then I don't think you should stray or you should be scared to do eyebrows, because I think when it's done well, it can look absolutely beautiful.
Well, boy brows are in now. The Brooke Shields brow is back.
Big brows are in. So everybody that had those 90s overplucked brows, like we all
did. Is unibrow back in?
I don't know. Should we try it?
Eventually. Eventually it'll be back in.
So my relationship with makeup, I probably didn't really get into makeup until I was in my 20s, and I never really knew what I was doing. Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't really care about it.
Oh, you're describing me right now.
Yeah,
I would
put stuff on my face, but I didn't really care. And then all of a sudden something switched in my 20s, and I started watching YouTube videos about how to do it properly. Like if I'm going to be taking the time to put this stuff on, I might as well do it well. And I got insanely into it, probably too into it. And now I just really enjoy it. I like the process of putting on makeup. I like learning new techniques. I like trying out new products. I just really like it. I will often leave the house without makeup. If I'm working from home, I'm definitely not wearing makeup unless I'm on video conferences all day. I think I've gone to the office a couple of times without makeup. That's not the thing that I will do, but mostly just because I feel slightly more profesh if I have a full face on.
Yeah.
And then if I'm going out to dinner or out with girlfriends or something, I'll always put on makeup. But mascara is my number one. If I don't do anything else, I'll probably do mascara.
I would do more. I just kind of like, I feel like you felt in your 20s, like I don't really know what I'm doing. I guess I'm not willing to take the time to learn.
Mm-hmm. It's time consuming because it is a skill set.
Yeah.
That's why we pay people to do our makeup, sometimes poorly.
Yeah. Everybody else looked really good.
Oh, God.
Everybody else was lying to me that I looked good.
Maybe they weren't, because maybe if somebody's used to makeup.
That might be it. And if you talk to any of my friends, they will tell you, like, I don't often stray, I guess, like from my look. Like when I get like somebody cuts my hair weird or like just different, or like there's just like something for me about like, if I don't look like me, I don't want to look like that.
Yeah, I'd get that. Did you have your makeup done for your wedding?
I did, but I had two trials with the same makeup artist.
You had to pay for those.
No, they were free. I went and she did it, and then I came home and I was like, no. And then I called her back and I was like, can we try this again? And then I kind of said, like, I like this, I don't like this. Yeah. And then we did it well. But even then, I was kind of like, don't put fake lashes on me. Don't do this. Oh, don't do that.
Lash me up.
No, I have good long lashes. And like, I just want to be like, I very much think that like makeup is to enhance. And I want to look like maybe like a little tidier, smoother version of myself, yes. But I just definitely don't want to look so drastically different.
I actually didn't like my makeup for my wedding.
Really? Why?
It's the worst, because then you have, it's like the most photographed photo, or the most photographed event of your life. I thought it just overdid a couple of things. So that's why now I know how to say I want just like a natural enhanced look. So I want to look like me, but just.
Don't you think, though, that enhanced. Like for weddings, because of the amount of photos that are being taken, they do it up a little bit more? Because I've seen your wedding photos and I don't think you look overdone at all.
I just didn't. I went with
maybe you felt that way in person.
I don't like colored shadows on me. That's what it is. Okay. Like, I like really neutral shadows. And I think she went with like an orange shadow because my colors were blue orange. And orange. Yeah. And it just too much for me.
Okay.
It was too much, like a copper.
But you were like super pleasant faced about it. And you looked at yourself and you were like, her. I have Halloween eyes, but it's fine. It's just my wedding day.
It's fine. It's not a big day in my life. We're fine. We can keep going. Yeah. I'm the same way. I didn't even 100% love my hair, but I would have never said anything.
What is the matter with you?
I don't know. I hate telling people when I don't like things.
Oh, Allison.
Except for at work, I'm really good at that.
Oh, Allison.
I know. I'm working on my
Can you make this a resolution for next year?
To tell people if I don't like things?
Just to not put like your pleasant veneer on things. And like be more.
So you want me to change who I am?
Yeah, just change who you are.
I see.
I want you to have the makeup you want on the biggest day of your life. It's
days
over.
Days passed.
Okay,
ship
fine.
Sailed. So marriage number two. Sorry, Kyle. I'll make sure I take that note. Anyway, we digress back to makeup. So one of the things that I'm going to be taking a look at this year is how I can potentially incorporate some more greener beauty techniques into my routine. And so I know we talked about this a little bit in our skincare routine, but maybe we can just touch on it again, sort of why it's important.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the thing that I always say is about like your skin being your largest organ, the things that you put on your skin seemingly go into your skin and potentially some go into your bloodstream. So it's always good to kind of know what you're putting in your body. Just because you're not physically eating it doesn't mean it's not getting into your body. There's not enough restriction in the US, unfortunately, in terms of what you can and can't put in makeup. In fact, I know that there's even like products that you can't eat, but you can put in your makeup. Like you can't put something like certain coloring in like a cherry, but you can put it on your lipstick and you're essentially going to ingest that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of important to where you can know what you're putting on your skin, because your makeup, for example, like and skincare, it's an everyday thing. It's not like that once in a while of like, oh, I'm eating a bad meal or I'm using, I don't know, some product that's mm-hmm. once in a while. It's every day. And not only do you want something that's healthier for you, but you also want something that's going to support, I don't know, good skin for you. Mm-hmm. It's on your face all day and clogging your pores and whatever it is. So you just want to be mindful of kind of that stuff that's consistent and making sure it's healthier.
Actually, that was the piece that really flipped me over from wanting to take a look at a look at my products is that, you know, if I have a bad meal and I'm like, I get home and I'm just like, oh, I just want to eat a pizza. That's one meal.
Right.
I love skincare. I love makeup. I do this every day. And it's that consistency to the stuff I'm using that I need to be more aware of. It's just like I'm so good
it's
about what
so
I
true.
Eat, but the stuff I put on my face, I'm just not looking at. So.
Yeah, and sometimes you just don't even think about mm-hmm. it. The fact that like it can affect you.
Yeah.
You just don't think about it.
And regulation is something that's important to me. So if these products are actually bad for us, then we should have some kind of, I don't know, protection from these ingredients getting into our products. So vote with your dollars. That's what I want to do.
It's very, very true. It's why we've talked about this a little bit, but it's why you're seeing a lot of larger brands buying up like smaller, greener brands mm-hmm. because they're seeing that people are finding that to be important and they want to be a part of it. They're realizing that that's where the money is. And as much as I don't want the big companies to buy up smaller companies that are greener and change them, and some won't, some will totally dive into that greener approach. But I like that I'm seeing those big companies buy them up because they're seeing that it's important. They're seeing that people are caring about it.
Yep. I 100% agree. All right. Well, let's talk about our routine.
Yeah. There's so, a lot of stuff on this table on your side of the table.
Yes, there is. So I think what we'll talk about first is I'm going to call it our everyday routine. So, yeah. You know, as we've mentioned on this before, Larissa and I are both full-time employees. So we go to an office setting every day. And so I do wear makeup every day. And I think you going into the office, you do wear some part of your routine
for sure,
every day.
For sure.
So we'll start with that everyday makeup routine, and then we'll switch into what you sort of up the ante with for more of a fancy night, whether it be
just
like
that eyeshadow.
So for it's going to be short for Larissa.
Put on haphazardly.
With no technique involved at all.
With maybe my fingertips.
No.
I mean.
Okay, we're going to work on this. Okay. All right. So why don't we kick off with primer? Do you use a primer?
I do. I've used there's two actually I like if you're looking for something like in a lower price point. I like ELF primers. But the one that I love the most is the Smashbox Photo Finish Primer.
OK.
It's kind of like just like a clear gel. And I just feel like it all of a sudden makes my skin super smooth and everything I put on it just goes on so smooth.
Okay. So,
love it.
I've heard great things about that one, but I've never used it myself.
And it's super clean.
Okay. Nice.
Yes.
So I have two that I use for different things. So one is the Too Faced Hangover RX.
Okay.
And one is the Porefessional from Benefit. So the Too Faced Hangover RX is super, super moisturizing. So I have dry skin. And so I often just need a little bit more of a moisturized palette, I guess.
Sure.
I'd say. So if I'm feeling especially dry, and honestly, it's called Hangover RX. If I have a hangover and I'm putting on makeup, this stuff is great. And it smells amazing. And then the Benefit Porefessional I use on certain parts of my face where I think I have big pores. It's not as hydrating as the Hangover RX, but it does. It just like your pores just get teeny tiny.
Okay.
I love this stuff. It just gives you that.
Your pores actually get teeny tiny.
They look teeny tiny. It just gets filled in with garbage. I love it. But I think this just gives me like the perfect.
So do you ever use them in combination?
Canvas. That's the word I was looking for. I haven't actually.
Okay. I'm just curious.
No, I use the Porefessional more every day.
Okay.
This is really if I'm having some super, super dry skin, I'll use the Hangover RX, but Porefessional's every day.
Got it.
All right. So how about what you use as a foundation or a BB cream or any kind of tinted moisturizer? What do you use?
So the thing that I've really been loving is the Beauty Counter Tint Skin.
What's your shade on that?
Does it say on
here? Yeah, at the top.
Oh, linen.
Oh,
mine is linen.
We're both super pale. That's what that
perfect.
Means.
I was actually using the Beauty Counter Dew Skin before that, and you told me to really try this. So the Dew Skin, I did like. I did find that it wasn't as moisturizing. So when we did our skincare episode, I talked about putting on like a little bit of like marula oil or something in order, like that would definitely help smooth it out. But it didn't give me as much of like that dew look as I was looking for. And the tint skin is definitely a lot more hydrating. And I do find that it's a lot more concealing, I guess, if that's the right word.
It's way more coverage.
More of a foundation. But I really like it. I like the color's great for me. And I like how easily it goes on. And a little bit goes a long way, I found.
Yeah, I agree. So that's actually the first swap I made. So I'm a BB cream everyday person rather than a foundation. And I used to use just one that I had found at the drugstore and recently switched over to the tint skin. So I also tried both the Dew Skin and the tint skin, and I found the same thing with the Dew Skin. There was just not enough coverage for me. And I think we mentioned...
You don't like that dew look.
I don't love the dew look, especially not for what I'm putting on as the base. So I like the tint skin because I find it to be more coverage, slightly more matte. It is still pretty dewy. And I just really like the formulation.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend tint skin. So what about concealer? Do you use any concealer?
Yeah, I have just like a little kind of, I don't know, it's like a little brush. I use the Dermablend Smooth Liquid Camo. It's a medium coverage. I can't say it like covers completely, but I have found that anything that truly, truly covers completely starts to cake.
Okay.
But I just use a little bit of this on my under my eyes to just kind of like lighten up that area. And I have like a little bit of hyperpigmentation around my mouth. And so I'll use a little bit of this in those spots as well, just to kind of, I don't know, make my skin tone a little bit more even.
Yep. Yeah, perfect. She calls it lovingly her clown mouth, but nobody else in the entire world would
it's
ever
notice clown
it.
Mouth, guys.
It is not a clown mouth. It is not. So for concealer for me, I use this Maybelline. I've been using it for so long that it's rubbed
I
off.
Just envision so you listening to like every like 90s jingle and being like, maybe it's Maybelline.
So I heard about this one on YouTube. Thank you very much. And somebody had recommended it because it's like, it has great coverage. It's a highlighting concealer. So okay. When you're using it under your eyes and you're going to be contouring anyway, I love that it's highlighting. And I don't find it to be dewy, but it's also Maybelline. It's from like the drugstore.
Yeah.
So it's at a great price point. And there are things that do the same thing at a higher price point that, I don't know. And
this but you're like right. $5. Like, I think you'll see like, just because it's at a higher price point doesn't mean it works any better.
No, I love this one. So I use that under my eyes and I actually use it just around the bottom parts of my nose because I find I get redness around my nose, which is really common in women, especially around that time of month. You get redness around your nose. So I use that and have loved it. I've used that for way too long and I probably should throw it out and get a new one.
Maybe. Can we talk about that just for a second?
Yes, we can.
We talk about the fact that every piece of makeup you get, you will find either on the makeup itself, like once you take it out of the box, or on the box itself, you'll see what looks like a little open.
I'm not seeing it on any of them.
No, I think all the beauty counter stuff, because I see you looking at that, is it's on the box that it comes in. But it'll look like a little open jar. Mm-hmm. And it'll say a 9 or a 6 or a 3 or a 12 or a 24 or something. Mm-hmm. Yep. She found one. And so basically that says that within that many months of opening it, you need to toss it.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean like if there's a great sale, you shouldn't like buy up your favorite makeup. That clock doesn't start running until you open the makeup. And the reality is like any makeup that has any ounce of water in it has to have a preservative. So it's not going to go bad. But once you open it, you should be mindful about tossing it after a certain amount of time, just because bacteria can grow, especially with things like mascara.
Eyeliner.
Like you don't want to mess with it. Totally so, agree. And I'll link to kind of a more in-depth blog post I did on this, but I recommend it.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
No, that's good advice. And I think it's hard because you, especially me, where I experiment with so many different products.
Yeah.
I have things in my makeup drawer that I know I should throw away.
Yeah.
So now I just need to go through it and get rid of stuff. We're going to take a quick break to tell you about our sponsor today. We care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use. So why shouldn't the same be true of our feminine care products? It really should. And that's why we are so excited to partner with Lola, a company offering a line of 100% organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners.
The FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products, so it's no surprise that most of them don't. The major brands use a mix of synthetic ingredients that could also be treated with harsh chemical cleansing agents, fragrances, and dyes. It's sad, but true.
And gross. And I have to say, I never really thought about what was in these products before. It just really never occurred to me.
And I don't think you're alone in that. But now that you know better, you do better.
Oh, for sure. And somehow getting on board with Lola has made things even easier. Lola is a subscription service and fully customizable. I no longer have to buy a box of this and a box of that. I can choose my monthly mix of products, the number of boxes, and the frequency of delivery, and update that at any time. It comes to my door in this adorable, discreet, and sleek box, unlike, let's be real, the mainstream stuff, which is hot pink and screams, there's tampons in here.
At the end of the day, there's a lot to worry about, and the ingredients in your feminine products just shouldn't be one of them. For 40% off your first order, visit mylola.com and enter promo code CRUNCHY when you subscribe. You can cancel, skip an order, or modify your subscription at any time, and there's no surprises or gimmicks, so you can feel confident giving this a try.
Again, that's code CRUNCHY for 40% off when you subscribe at mylola.com. All right, so how about powder? Face powder.
Yeah, so I have, it's interesting. There is a drugstore brand called Physician's Formula.
I love
it. And they're a cleaner drugstore brand. And so I use their mineral wear talc-free face powder. I usually, to be honest with you, don't put this all over my face. When I do the under eye concealer, it lightens kind of that area more than the rest of your face. It's obviously, it's a little bit of a lighter color to my foundation. And so I'll sometimes put that underneath my eyes. I think it's like when I go out that I might powder my whole face, but it's usually just under my eyes if that.
Okay. The one thing I will say that I learned from the many, many YouTubers I love is they give the advice to always set anything liquid with a powder.
Okay. Why is that?
It just helps it last longer. It just kind of
It doesn't start to cake or like look old.
That's what I kind of feel. So you have to find the right formulation. That's why I'm really big on formulation because it, and especially if you use the right primers, it shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Probably where you'd notice caking is really in your eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can get specific eye primers.
Wait, are you putting stuff on your eyes that's not eyeshadow? What are you putting on your eyes?
Primer. Oh, wait, you mean... I see what you're saying. If I'm not wearing eyeshadow, I put my BB cream on my eyes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Why?
To even it out.
Okay.
Because I have very, like, I don't know, you can see lines on your
eyes. Your eyelid lines?
Veins. I don't know. I always do.
That is interesting. I don't always cover go my there
eyes.
At all.
Yeah, I always do.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm talking about under your eyes and things like that as well. Like you can get lines on that. But you should always set anything liquid with powder.
Okay.
So what I use, there's two things that I love. One that's actually coverage and one that's not. So the first one is Hello Flawless by Benefit. And I just use their ivory powder because I'm pale. And then if I just want something throughout the day, if I'm starting to notice just that there's any kind of, you know, just get greasy throughout the day or you just want to reset things, I'll use Makeup Forever HD, the pressed powder. I highly recommend this for brides.
Interesting.
Because if you don't want to just constantly be putting anything with coverage on your face throughout the day or throughout a big event, but this powder is translucent and it just helps with keeping everything together.
So on average, is your makeup broken? She's opening it and she's looking very sad. There's a way to fix that.
I know.
There's a way to fix that.
My makeup forever is broken.
So on average, do you most of the time like touch up your makeup in the day? I never have
on,
makeup
like, an
with
average
me.
Average day?
Like I always have mascara in my purse, but I never have anything else in my purse.
I'll usually have a powder with me.
Okay.
As throughout the day, you just get like a little bit oily. That's why people sometimes have those oil pads. Or if you're in a pinch, you can use... toilet seat covers, they have the same
power. I have dry skin, so I never get dry. Is why I carry like the toner to give myself like a little bit of moisture.
That makes sense.
But I have the opposite problem.
So you probably don't need that.
I don't want to put a toilet seat cover on my face, you weirdo.
It's not weird. It works. It's like a blotting paper. It's amazing. So how about bronzer? Do you use any bronzers?
So I don't know if this is a bronzer or what is this called? This is also from the Physician's Formula. It says a mineral blush, nude glow.
And how do you use it?
I don't know. I like use a brush and I like put it on my cheeks a little.
Okay, so you use it as more of a blush, but that makes sense.
So, where are you supposed to bronze?
So I use my bronzer on an everyday to contour a little bit, just like slight contour to my face.
Of course you do.
So I do it in the hollows of my cheeks. I do sort of, you do a C motion on your face. So it does the edges of your forehead and then the contours of your face. And then I also do right underneath my jawline.
That all sounds really great to accentuate my clown mouth. That all like literally sounds like me putting clown makeup on.
When we did our crunchy cocktail hour pictures, I did your makeup and I did that.
You did.
And you looked fabulous.
Do I look like garbage on a regular day?
You do not look like garbage on a regular day. You look amazing.
No, I made it sound fancy. Garbage.
No, you do not look like garbage. You look fabulous. This is if you want to do these types of things.
I just look like I could have tried harder.
You look great. You look great. Anyway, I use Physician's Formula as well.
Oh, nice.
So there's a couple of, I have a couple of their bronzers. The thing I constantly run into with any kind of contour, bronzer, anything like that, is that it is too dark for me. Everything is too dark for me. Mm. So this is actually a bronze booster. So this is just supposed to be something that you put over top of your bronze to enhance it. And to me, it's a bronzer.
Well, you found something. So wait, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'm seeing highlighters everywhere. Like those, like, they look almost like a lipstick and you highlight your cheeks. And like, maybe it's not for you because it's, oh, are you going to show it to me?
I do have one.
I'm seeing them like in creams, like almost in like a tube form. And it looks like kind of like that dewy look. So maybe you're not into that. But like, so what about that?
I love highlighters.
Okay.
Especially if you're going to be contouring, I would recommend a highlighter because it just, it finishes the look.
But if you're not going to be contouring?
I think you could still use a highlighter. Okay. I think so. I use a highlighter every day. So you can get them in liquid or powder form. I prefer a powder form. But just because once I've set my foundation, I don't like to put any liquid on top.
Okay.
So I use the Urban Decay Naked Illuminated powder. There's some beautiful ones actually. I'm trying to think of Champagne Pop. I've heard wonderful things about, there's the Hourglass palette, which has like a series of highlighters in different colors. You typically put it just on the top of your cheeks, so almost right above where you'd put bronzer. And you can also highlight the bow of your lips. You can highlight down the center of your nose. You can do just like anywhere light would hit your face is where you use a highlighter.
Okay.
And it just gives it that sort of, I don't know, beautiful sun hit look.
I'm looking at it and it looks really glittery. Do you look like glitter exploded?
So you don't want one that looks like glitter on your face. You just want it to look like a light beam.
So it doesn't necessarily look on your face how it looks in the...
And I can swatch it for you so you can see. So it doesn't look glittery. It just looks glowy.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing it. She's putting it on her hand for me.
Yes. So there's... glitter, I feel like less and less glitter in makeup these days just because glitter was so big.
I don't
in the
know
90s.
Who's still buying glitter makeup besides like teenage, early young teenage girls.
I used to buy legitimate like craft glitter and put it on my eyelids.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
No, it is.
I'm gonna also say I don't think that's good for you.
No, for sure not, because I'm pretty sure I'd put it on with like I don't even, what
with
I
Elmer's
use?
Glue?
Probably. I forget what I would even use to do that.
Sidebar. DIY.
DIY glitter eyeshadow.
DIY Crayola.
All right. So you use your blush and not necessarily a bronzer, right?
Yeah. I do have a bronzer that I'll sometimes use in the summertime once my face has like a little bit of color, but like... I'm also always trying not to make my face get color because then I know the sun has touched it.
You're the person that sits under an umbrella with a hat on.
No,
actually, that's
but
me
I,
too. I'll be
but
honest.
I'm not. Like, I think some vitamin D is good for you. But at the same time, like, when my skin does tan, I'm like, oh, was that not enough? Yeah. And like, I mean, that is such a mind shift from where we used to be. But yeah, like if my skin's a little bit darker than normal, I'll use a bronzer. Like I just don't want it to look, again, like I just want to look natural. I don't want to look overly done up.
Yeah, I totally get that. So my bronzer is a little bit more of a brown shade. And then I also use a blush just a little bit. I use the Benefit Dandelion, which is a very, very, very light pink powder blush, and just use that on the apples of my cheeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you do anything for your lips on a day to day? Because mine is chapstick or lip gloss, but not the chapstick brand. Actually, I'll say that. But just like something, something
all
light
natural.
And yeah.
So I do on a daily basis. I will use typically.
I'm going to use some right now.
If I'm like at my company's office and not my client office, I'll probably just do a chapstick. But if I'm doing video conferences or I'm at the client site, I'll probably do a lipstick. I just feel like it pulls my look together a little bit. So I'll usually do a chapstick, and then I'm obsessed with lip crayons. They're everywhere. Have you seen them?
Is that like for lining or just, oh, okay. That's no, super thick.
So yeah, it's like there are these thick, I almost want to call them lippy sticks is what I always call them, but they're like lip crayons.
It sounds like an adult named it, lippy stick. Lippy stick.
But they have amazing color payoff.
Okay.
So they're just super pigmented. They go on really smoothly. I like the ones that I'm showing her right now, the Revlon Color Burst. You can just get them at any drugstore. And they come in matte colors, and we know how much I like a matte look.
You love a matte.
And so they're just so amazing. So I on a typical day, we'll just do one shade darker than my lip color.
Okay.
Which I have a joke, not a joke, but a story about Larissa to share.
I know where you're going with this.
And then when I'm going out, I love dark lips. I like experimenting with lip color. I will do a close to black shade. I love red lips. I like hot pink lips. I love lipstick.
Wait, can I tell you another sidebar story? Which is like, so when I was younger, I used to like truly embrace my Russian heritage and rock what I call like the Brooklyn Burgundy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like I had like maroon hair and the brownest lipstick I could find.
I know the look you mean. I love it.
I know you know the look. Not ever did I live in Brooklyn, but I rocked the look.
You rocked it.
And so I used to be not more experimental, but like more into it, like a darker lip. But now it's one of those things that, again, I feel like looks a little bit jarring on me. So if I'm going out, I'll usually do like a chapstick and I'll put like a lip color stain, whatever it is, over top of it. So it kind of dulls it down a little bit.
And I'll do the same thing. I'll actually sometimes put a gloss or a chapstick over top of my color. Usually not a gloss, but like a chapstick just to kind of
gloss is tough because it's sticky and
your hair gets caught in it. It's a mess. But so I remember one of the first conversations I had with Larissa, I would say, she told me the perfect way to find your nude lip color. What is
true. It's the color of your nipples.
Fun fact for your day.
It's true.
Next time you're in the shower, look down. That's your nude lip color.
True or false? Come on.
All right. To be fair, I don't know. I haven't checked this out, but I have a nude that I found, like a nude lip color that is my shade. It works for me.
Yeah.
So now I'll do a color test for
you. Okay. Report back.
We'll see if it works.
Report back.
All right. So how about our go-to product that we can't leave the house with? Mascara.
Yeah, it's mascara.
So tell me what you use.
So I use Beauty Counter mascara. I've used Physicians Formula mascara. They have a couple of them that kind of like do different things, whether they like make your eyelashes long or full or whatever. Physicians Formula actually also has an organic line, which is really nice. But currently I'm using Beauty Counter. I really like it. They just redid their formula and I definitely like the newer formula better. Nice.
Cause that's the worst when it's the opposite.
Yeah.
And you love something and they change it.
Yeah. I think that they were working out some hiccups. There were a few things that I wasn't crazy about when I got my first set of it. And then I heard that they redid the formula trying to fix those issues and I report back that they're fixed. It's one of the most important things. I think your eyes just like frame your face. And I think having a good mascara is, that's like the go-to. You have to have a good one.
I agree. Do you curl your eyelashes?
I have an eyelash curler, but I don't curl it.
See, if I'm putting, I do not do makeup without curling my eyelashes. I think it makes a big difference, but maybe a test.
Do you curl your eyelashes before or after you put mascara on?
Before.
Okay.
Because I don't like mascara getting all gunked on my beautiful curler.
Do you have like a very expensive eyelash curler?
I have one that I'm in love with. It is rose gold and black. It is beautiful.
Is it real gold?
No.
Well, I don't know. You're talking about it like it's your most prized possession.
I love it. I got it for Christmas. Actually, I asked for it for Christmas.
That's so funny.
I'm obsessed.
So I'm curious, like, again, like this four things I put on.
Yeah.
Is so super quick. It's just so fast. It's just a few minutes.
Oh, wait, we're not done my routine yet.
No, I know, but wait, but But I want to know in general, like as we continue to talk about it, like how long does it take you to do your daily makeup?
Yeah. So I would say probably about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. So it's not crazy. No, it's really not super time consuming. Okay.
No, I wouldn't say it's.
I know you're going to have a different answer if I ask you when you're going out.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll get there.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay. So continue on.
Mascara. Yes. And this is one of the ones. So all of these products, I've probably changed out a couple different times, or I have different types of it. So I probably have, you know, a ton of different blushes, but this is what I use every day. And I have a ton of different powders and foundations and things. This mascara, I've used the same, not the same tube, the same type of mascara for 10 years. It came
that's
out.
Shocking.
I know. I'm such a product loyalist. I don't know why. So I constantly buy new mascara and try different things, and nothing compares for me.
Well, so now knowing that like mascara is your one go-to product that you always have with you, that you take with you on a desert island, I know now why you're like, this is the one thing that I don't know if I'll switch out because
I love it.
I just can't find anything that's just like it.
Honestly, I would be heartbroken if they got rid of this. So what I use is the Maybelline Lash Stiletto. I use
it in, it's Maybelline.
I use it in very black and I do not use waterproof. And it's
interesting. Is there a reason for that?
I don't like waterproof. I find that, no matter what mascara, I always find like halfway through the day you have like
the
maybe
crumbles.
A little bit of crumbles or what have you. And I'll definitely find that sometimes with this one. But a waterproof, I find you get stuff under your eyes and it's there for the rest of the day. And you just look like you were punched in the face.
Hmm.
Maybe that's just me.
Maybe you were punched in the face.
Maybe. But I also don't like taking it off at the end of the day.
Okay.
This comes right off.
And I will tell you, if you switch, if you do find a green, like a greener mascara, it will be hard to take off. They just all are.
So I think
I don't know what ingredient it is that's missing from them that's in a mainstream mascara, but they're just difficult to take off. Although, like I was mentioning in the skincare episode, coconut oil just melt, or other oils that just melt the makeup off.
All right.
And that'll be the thing. So that might, if you end up switching, you might have to also incorporate a different makeup remover. Because even with the micellar water that you love to use, or like any face washes, I find that it smears.
Oh, really?
And it just kind of like stays on. You almost could just like wipe it back and forth, but it's still there. The oil is the only thing that takes it off.
Well, so I think what's going to make this hard to replace for me is not only is it the formulation. I love it. It's lengthening rather than volumizing, which is just what I like in a mascara. But it's also the brush. So
it looks curved.
Yeah. Well, this one's just bent because I like it that way. but I like the brush so much. And I've tried other brushes and I just feel like I have to do way too many coats in order to get the same thing. I don't think this is going anywhere. Okay. I'm going to try other things.
You could try the other things and see what happens.
But I don't think it's going anywhere.
But I will also say that I think any changes that you can make or are willing to make or that you find are comparable to what you're using or you like more, like every change makes a difference.
For sure.
So if you can't find something that replaces that mascara, but you're willing to swap out something else. To be honest with you, like I think what you put on your eyes matters because it's your hair follicles. And of course, that kind of like feeds in. It's like the same as washing your hair. It feeds into your scalp or feeds into your skin. But like if I really had to get you to swap something out, it would be something that you're putting straight on your face because it's more volume. And it's also just directly on skin. So if you can't let that go, I will be okay if I see you swap some other things out.
Thank you for that.
You are just so welcome.
All right. So I think we talked about everything else from an everyday perspective. We talked about highlighter, which I do use every day, as well as chapstick and lipstick. So we'll start with you on the ramping it up.
It's going to be real quick.
So when you are getting ready for a wedding or like just a date night, what do you do differently?
So maybe the blush is heavier.
Okay.
I will. This is going to sound like a 4-year-old. I like the top of like not underneath my lash, but on my eyelid lined only when I'm going out. but I can't use a pencil because I'm a child. So I actually use eyeshadow.
Okay.
Like on a one of those.
With the angled brush.
Yeah, with the okay.
I do that too.
Yeah, to put on like a really thin layer of that. And then I haphazardly put on eyeshadow.
And what do you use?
So I have like a basic palette from ELF. And it can I show you something really embarrassing? This little palette has directions.
Oh, I like that.
And I purposely keep them. It tells me which things go like where, like what goes, what's the base, where, what's the lid, what's the crease.
I think that's smart.
It's for children.
I doubt it's actually for children. But I love those colors.
But
it's
keep
all
it because I don't know. I think it's just a little heavier. Like everything I'm using is just like a tad bit heavier, and then add eyeshadow.
I think that makes sense.
That's all I got.
That's
and we're done.
That makes sense. I think that all makes sense. So I definitely probably do it up a little bit more. If I'm just going out for dinner, I might just do my basic routine. Oh, typically I'm coming from work, so I would just wear whatever the heck I want to work. I will sometimes do a foundation if it's a bigger event, but I can't say I have a foundation I'm obsessed with right now. So that's going to be something I'm on the hunt for.
Okay. So wait, do you not consider this tint skin that we're using a foundation?
I consider this more of like a BB cream.
What is the difference?
So it's a coverage. So okay. A foundation to me has more of a full coverage. Like you're not seeing your skin. You're seeing foundation. Okay. And this is definitely, you can see, you know, freckles and some of your flaws through this, which I like for an everyday. Freckles are adorable. I prefer a super just completely covered canvas.
Can I tell you something sidebar?
What?
I keep seeing these like before and afters from like different companies where it's like the before is someone with like a ton of freckles and the after is their freckles are gone.
Why?
And it makes me really upset. I don't know why.
Well, why because would you want to get rid of freckles? Freckles are adorable.
I don't know, because I think people, like if you have a ton of freckles, I don't know if that's kind of like you feel like your skin's uneven or like that doesn't look good under makeup or whatever, but it kind of like makes me sad.
Oh, that makes me
also
sad
too. You're bleaching your skin.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then that's what I think this whole makeup routine isn't about, like changing who you are or looking completely different. It's about,
it's like enhancing.
I like it. It's fun. Yeah. It's about enhancing things you already like about yourself.
So you consider this a BB cream. And so then is the other thing like a CC cream?
I don't think they do.
Cream? I don't know.
They call it foundation. So
what's a CC cream?
So it's only just like heavier. I know it's called color correct, right? So I think it's just a little bit more coverage.
I just learned from you that it stands for something I did not know.
Oh, BB cream also stands for something, but I can't remember.
I don't know. Anyhow.
Beautifying beads.
Okay.
Apparently.
All right.
All right. So eyeshadow, foundation rather, I will do with a beauty blender.
Okay.
And just, I think I have something upstairs that I'm using right now. But that's only sometimes, only if I'm really feeling like really doing it up.
Yep.
So what about, never mind. Silly question. I was going to ask you what eyeshadow primer you use. You don't use an eyeshadow primer.
I mean,
no.
I put nothing on my eyelids.
So I will recommend, I like eyeshadow primers. I don't know if you find this, but when you put on eyeshadow over the course of the day, do you find it sometimes can collect in the creases of your eye?
Yeah, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually find that I feel like when I see people put things on their eyes underneath that's cream based, that it makes that worse.
So this does not.
Okay.
So I use Too Faced Shadow Insurance, and it's actually really good if you do have like a
shadow insurance.
Shadow insurance.
Let me see this.
And you just put this on your eyelid before you put on any kind of eyeshadow, and I find that it reduces that collection in the creases. It reduces any kind of movement of your eyeshadow.
Okay.
If you do use more of a glittery eyeshadow, it will prevent that from falling and caking, and you actually get a better color payoff with that glitter shadow. So from an eyeshadow perspective, I like eyeshadow. I think if I'm, what I typically do is pretty plain. I just don't like a ton of eyeshadow on myself. So actually I will use two different things. One is the ID by Bare Minerals in like their most neutral shades. Or there's the Naked 2 palettes, which is,
I see those everywhere.
Yeah, they're really popular because they have a lot of colors. They have matte and glitter shadows included in it. It tends to be pretty neutral, but you get a lot in one. I think what people like about it, again, it has just a formulation that you get. It has good coverage. It builds really well. So okay. You can do one swipe and it will be a little bit more translucent, but it will build to more color.
Okay.
So that's a great palette.
Do you do like, I don't even know what's in anymore, like types of things like the smoky eye or like the that? Like, do you do any of that?
I don't like that look on me.
Okay.
It's just not my thing. I like eyeshadow to an extent, but it's not really my thing.
What about like orange eyeshadow on your wedding day?
Shh. Make fun of me. I know, I'm the worst. I don't know why I didn't say anything.
Listen, I will say, like, again, I've seen your pictures and I didn't notice that. So I would never have if you didn't say anything. But
just, well, I also didn't, I think that was, I was 27 when I got married. So I did like makeup at the time. But I don't know. I don't know why I didn't say anything.
But you were still nice as pie.
I regret it. All right, eyebrows. So you do not like filling in your brows at all?
No, I have enough eyebrows. Okay, I have enough.
Well, I have to admit, I've gotten away from eyebrows. I don't know if this is one I've been doing as frequently. I definitely don't do it every day. But if I do use something, it's the Anastasia brow pencil, brow wiz pencil. It's just what all the YouTubers like. It's good.
Have you tried any of those like kits where you like put a stencil on your face and make a bigger brow?
This isn't my, no.
That's not your thing?
It's not going to be my thing.
Okay. Just checking.
I want to learn a little bit more about this microblading thing. Have you seen this?
Is that where you tattoo a brow on?
I think it might be.
Okay. Do you shave them off first?
God. I wonder. We should do some research on this. Now I'm curious.
I won't be the one doing that.
No, you won't be doing microblading? All right. There's only two more things, I swear.
Okay.
All right. So we talked about contouring.
Yes.
So on a regular day, I will contour with just my bronzer, just like basic contouring. Mm-hmm. But on a fancy night, I like a little bit more contour.
Wait, open this thing up. Show it to me.
So I like Anastasia, the contour kit. It's the one that everybody was talking about way back in the day. And it has three different contour colors and three different highlight colors, including the banana powder that everybody likes. So that really yellow powder that counteracts
red. You're saying things like, oh, everybody. I'm like, I'm hearing this for the first time.
Everybody that likes makeup a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everybody that's not in their basement making coconut oil lotion.
Those people, probably not so much.
Okay.
The one thing I will say about this is that, as I've mentioned a million times, I have really, really pale skin. And so this does, it's intense.
I know you think you have really, really pale skin, but like you're not as pale as it gets.
No. But like I am when it comes to colors of makeup.
Yeah.
So I do sometimes find that the contour colors on this can look a little clowny on me. I have to be careful.
Yeah.
Just very careful.
Okay.
And then last would be a finishing spray. So you mentioned sometimes you use that toning rose spray.
Yeah.
So this is actually called, this is a makeup setting spray.
Okay.
And it's a matte finish. So they have a dew finish. So if you wanted something that provided that dewy look, I will say don't... do this before you do your mascara because it can ruin your mascara and actually your eye makeup. So just do this on like foundation and things like that. I know it's probably going to have a lot of stuff in it. I probably shouldn't be spraying on my face.
But let me ask you a question. Oh, sounds healthy. So I feel like I would never use the toner spray if I had put powder all over my face. Mm-hmm. Because usually they tell you like you don't put anything cream on once you've got powder on. Mm-hmm. So like that doesn't make it. No, it doesn't like wet your powder.
It doesn't. So it's a really, really fine spray.
Don't spray that flammable stuff near me.
Light a fire down here. It's a really fine spray. You do have to let it dry before you let anything touch your face, but I will put it on a full face of powder.
Okay.
And it makes my makeup last all day. I don't feel smudgy. I can sweat through it. And actually all these formulations I've picked because I can dance all night in them and not feel like my face
you
is
dancing all night recently?
Weddings.
Oh, okay.
You dance all night at weddings.
I forget you're a little bit younger than me and people you know are still getting married.
Well, what's happening at your age? You were at a wedding like a couple weekends
like,
ago.
Like second children.
Like first birthday parties.
First birthday parties. Second
kids
children.
Kids are getting married. You're
kids
so
are getting married. Okay. You know what? I gave it to you that you were a couple years younger than me, but like, let's not push it because it's only a couple years.
It's true. Actually, it is like 2 years.
Yeah.
Sort of. We'll go with 2 years.
Kids are getting married. Get out of here.
Well, anyway, I know that sounds like a lot of things, but it's for me.
So
makeup,
tell me the amount of time, I guess, additional. If it takes you like 10 to 15 minutes to do your daily, mm-hmm. what does it take you if you're going out?
So I take a lot more time with it when I'm going out. I'll bring up a glass of wine. I'll sit and do
does
my
your makeup.
Makeup
get like start to go sideways
after one glass of wine? How much of a lightweight do you think I am? That's no, true. I just sit there. I'll play music and have a glass of wine and get ready. And I love doing that. So I would say it probably takes me about half an hour to get ready to like go out.
Oh, but even so, like that's not a lot of time.
It's not. It's something I absolutely enjoy. It's a hobby. I love going into like a Sephora or an Ulta and looking at makeup and trying new things. And I love it.
Without a care in the world if it's healthy for you or not.
Well, now I do. Now I'm thinking about it. So
it'd be good if you could link to, I don't know if when you search for your mm-hmm. kind of makeup videos, if you're usually just searching for something really specific or if there's certain people that you follow.
I have people I follow.
So maybe you could link to those because if anybody is interested in, I don't know, I guess like learning how to do makeup better, I'm just going to go to you.
Well, there's two that I love that I'll link to. One is Alex Garza. People will know her. And then I absolutely love Rach Loves, I think is the name of her YouTube channel. She's Canadian. I think she's from Toronto. And they're both just fantastic.
Canada makeup different? Like putting on Canadian makeup different?
Yeah, you have to take into account the frozen temperatures and, you know, the mousse all around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm, sounds complicated. Sounds like it takes longer than a half hour.
Yes. Big digging in on those stereotypes.
Always.
Yeah. So, again, this is sort of step one. We're going to take a look at what we've got today. See if there's swaps, see if there's things we want to add into our routine or take away or whatever. See if there's new products. And so we'll definitely report back. If you have any questions about any of the products that we shared, feel free to reach out. And if there's anything you want to recommend to us, let us know.
Yeah. And I will also put the bug out there. You know, my Larissa Explains It All Facebook page has an associated community group. And that community group is often used by people to kind of reach out to me either in the public forum if they want to, you know, post it on the wall and let other people see. But people often send me messages as well just to say, like, can you take a look at this for me? Like, is there anything I should be worried about as far as ingredients? And I'm always happy to do that. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to even be through those channels. Obviously, you know, on crunchycocktailhour.com, you can see all the different ways you can reach out to us as well as social media. But if there's something that you're using that you love and you just kind of want like an indicator of whether or not it's healthy or not, I'm always happy to take a look at that for you.
Or, you know, judge me for my makeup routine.
Or judge you or say like, run. No. And my biggest thing too is I am not one for wasting money and I'm also not one for creating panic. So if you have something that you're using and you know it's not the best for you, finish it out and then like make a new choice. It's not, there's definitely, I think, very few scenarios where it's a case of like throw it in the garbage immediately and like run away from it.
Yeah.
So just make a new choice the next time it's time to get something else.
Yep. Yeah. So as always, you can check out everything we've talked about on crunchycocktailhour.com. And of course, we will have this beer cocktail up on silverlinedandwine.com. It's definitely a bit different than some of the ones we've done in the past. So go check those out. You can find us on social media anywhere, Instagram, Facebook. Come follow us. And we are still a pretty new podcast. So if you do like what you hear and you want to hear more, hit subscribe, give us a comment, give us a review would be fabulous. And let us know what you want to hear.
And we're continuing to prep for our Q&A episode. So if you've got questions about us or for us about any topics, definitely send them our way through any of those channels. And maybe we'll be answering them on the show. And even if we don't, we will get back to you with an answer. So happy Friday, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye, everyone.